This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military have begun withdrawing troops from a militant stronghold in the occupied West Bank, winding down an intense two-day operation that killed at least 13 Palestinians, drove thousands of people from their homes, and left a wide swath of damage in its wake. But heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants continued in parts of the Jenin refugee camp, delaying the planned pullout. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is reporting air raid sirens in southern Israel, indicating rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. A rocket strike would risk opening up a new front of fighting for Israel in the Gaza Strip after a two-day offensive in the West Bank. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg confirmed Tuesday he will extend his term for another year as the West seeks to maintain unity amid Russia's aggression against Ukraine ahead of next week's annual NATO summit. Henry Ridgewell reports.
NATO allies will also try to agree on a new investment pledge to spend at least 2% of their annual gross domestic product on defense, amid concerns some members are failing to meet the target. Meanwhile, Sweden's application to join NATO, submitted jointly with Finland in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, continues to be blocked by Turkey, which accuses Stockholm of harboring what Ankara sees as Kurdish terrorists. Allies are hoping for a breakthrough at the summit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran. That's online at voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app from the Apple Store or Google Play. This is